on, Norsterkenius. Did you want to come join our cult?
Oh, wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord!
Let's look into our crystal balls.
Our crystal balls?
Our crystal balls.
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
I was on a postage stamp.
Make it rain salty licorice.
We can make our own grapefruit video.
That sounds like my liver trying to escape out my anus.
It's a love affair.
What the hell was that?
Welcome to episode 134 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, May 15th. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about surgery, Mike Yo, and getting sprayed in the face. In the studio with me, as always, is Kenny.
You could have given us a warning.
We had that last time.
We did that the last time.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Amnesia?
Okay. What?
You need to jump in your DeLorean there?
I think so. Hey, guys, how's it going? We're talking hockey in May.
Biddle-leaf. And as always, with me, Kenny and Mr. Jive Midnight.
Good evening.
Yes. So it's been almost a month since we gotten together. Much to the protestations of some of our Twitter fans and friends, the Felska Fairies,
Ferris? the Felska Fairies,
FNF, the FNF clan. So how's your, we'll say a month off. How's it been going for you guys?
I got to see kind of a chef perform on stage.
Yeah?
Actually, very recently.
What chef would that be?
That'd be Robert Irvine. Yeah, big muscly dude who's on the Food Network. Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
What'd he cook up?
I have no idea. I was, like, eating catering.
Kenny was more worried about cooking himself in the sun.
That and, like, what time is he going to be done? Because I want this out to be quick.
So Kenny's not going on about the story about him sitting in the hatchback of his car.
Oh, dude, this is
and,
so
and getting a sunburn on half of his shins. Who the heck does that?
I mean, seriously. I don't think it'll show up on this camera, but it'd be hilarious if it did. Like, the middle of my shin, half of it's pink and the other half is, like, pale.
You know, they tell you, like, when you're in the sun, flip, right?
But I was in my car.
Yeah.
Well, in my hatch. I was in my hatch.
Jive, what have you been up to? Doing anything fun?
Yes.
Keeping out of trouble?
Camping. Got in some camping. We've had decent Minnesota weather for that. Started off coaching my son's baseball team.
I was going to say, it's got to be baseball season for you, right?
Yeah, so our boys are looking good. We got our first game coming up this Thursday, so we're looking to kick some 7- and 8-year-old butt.
Nice. my
going to own you!
That's right.
My nephews have been playing, and my one nephew has been just absolutely killing it pitching right now.
Nice.
So he's good deal. Yeah.
The next Nolan Ryan?
I don't think he's got the height.
Okay.
But he's definitely got the attitude where he's been, you know.
So the next Juan Berenguer?
Maybe. It's so funny because, like, he sees his other teammates doing bad and he's getting pissed off at them and yelling at them. I mean, we're talking like 11-year-olds. Like, what the hell are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. It's like, dude, he's definitely, we share the same blood.
Nice. All right. But yeah, that's about it for me.
Aaron,
yourself?
What adventures have you been on?
Yeah.
I went to Hawaii, and it was awesome.
Hawaii.
I didn't see any wild players there. I did go to Haula, Hawaii. It was one extra U from Haula. I made sure to get a picture outside of there. So
nice. Did you look at any golf courses to see if there are wild players on there?
You know, I'm not quite white enough, I don't think.
To go golfing.
And
that's racist, man.
That and there's plenty to do other than golf in Hawaii.
So what you're telling me is based on that fact that Tiger Woods is more white than you.
Jive's more white than I am.
Hey.
Okay, ask.
Did you go diving into volcanoes? Then you wouldn't be white.
Ask me and Jive. ask me and Jive who's golfed more times.
Definitely me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although I may have played more tennis. And tennis is a pretty white sport.
I like tennis. I just never can find anybody to play with.
I played tennis in high school. Anyway.
Okay.
I
played hockey.
As far as Hawaii goes, it was see, white. As far as Hawaii goes, though, it was awesome. There's seeing all the feral chickens and roosters that just walk around like squirrels here was pretty awesome.
It's like turkeys in the Northeast.
Except like times 10.
Right.
It was ridiculous. I wonder if people in Hawaii actually buy turkeys like from the grocery store, or they just go grab a feral turkey or feral chicken, sorry, and just grab them off the road. And
I can't imagine the eating would be too good. I mean, it's got to be kind of
free range, man.
Free range.
Yeah, but what are they ranging on?
Shave ice and
there can't be that much poi out there. I mean, they're
mangoes.
They're way out there.
Well, I mean, if they're eating mangoes and shaved ice, yeah, that'd be tasty.
How's the pollution out there? I mean, is it, you know?
It's not bad, actually. Yeah. It's beautiful. Traffic is horrible, though.
Yeah?
It's actually, the traffic is probably worse than L.A.
I don't get. I mean, you're on an island. You can only go in a circle. Like, how can traffic be that bad?
You can't build more roads, and they've got no public transportation.
You can always go up.
They're not doing that yet, at least.
Or Elon Musk, you can always go down.
And they
you could build a tunnel.
I don't know how well that would work in Hawaii.
Right.
Hey, the English Channel, the channel, right?
Well, the thing is, that I think that would cripple the island. I mean, it's the traffic is so bad. I couldn't imagine just shutting down half of that, because that would be, it would be bad. Aside from traffic, though.
What if you could go island hopping, but island tunneling?
Only Honolulu is really bad.
Well, I don't think the islands aren't that close to actually even build a tunnel between the islands.
I'm sure you could if you were given the, mandate to do so, but
I mean, that's still quite a distance.
It would be quite a distance, yes, yeah.
To do it.
I mean, it's still like a half an hour flight.
Yeah, that's not bad. You're to Chicago.
Yeah, or a little less. Yeah. But it's still, that's a pretty long tunnel, though.
How big's the tunnel?
Not like 90 miles.
It's not miles?
Yeah, it's okay. Not very far. Yeah.
I think you're better off sticking with ferries.
Yeah. Or planes.
90 miles, that's an hour and a half drive still, you know?
Right, but it's more, that's the tunnel.
Yeah.
This is Hawaii, it's a little bit longer. I mean, I don't think we're going hundreds and hundreds of miles, but it's long enough.
Yeah,
you know?
Teresa brings up a good point. With the seismic activity, tunnels would probably not be a valid option.
Hey, but they have tunnels in San Francisco.
They do.
With BART and stuff, so they still...
But the Hawaii seismic activity is not just, like, platonic. You also got volcanic.
Yeah.
My stomach does that too, you know. I'll just be sitting here, brr, brr,
and then it'll just shoot out of your anus.
God,
you get a case of the hurry up.
You have to go.
Humanga's big.
What, your anus?
Yours, maybe.
Don't eat Taco Bell.
So, welcome to off season 3 in the box. Talking about ball movements and seismic movements. Sometimes intertwined.
That's what happens when we get bored.
And tunneling.
We got a few wild stories. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
let's
actually talk some hockey.
All right,
let's get into it. So first bit of off season news. The Wild have had three players that have undergone some sort of surgery since the end of the season here. We've got Zucker, who went under the knife for a sports hernia. And then we had Marco Scandella with hip surgery, and also Christian Folan had I'm out of practice after a few weeks.
You're a big boy. He's a big boy.
Yeah, exactly. Christian Folan has had surgery on his right shoulder. So, but all these guys, they're expected to be back by training camp, so shouldn't be you know, anything, you know, it doesn't seem like we should have anything to worry about there.
Well, we'll have less to worry about when one of them goes to Vegas.
Well, and that was going to be, that was going to be actually my question. You know, do any of those injuries or, you know, those being announced and them going under and having surgery, does that, you know, change up anything for the expansion draft?
Well, I think if you look at those, that list, obviously Zucker is front of mind, right?
Yeah.
Considering he...
Vegas kid.
Yeah, Vegas kid. It makes sense that Vegas might be interested in him just because of the storyline. Even if he doesn't produce.
Can you imagine opening night?
Yeah. He'll be the hometown kid.
Right.
And they can pimp that for till no end.
Right.
They
can give him a Joe Mauer 13-year contract.
Yeah. Retire the number 16 before he's even finished playing. You know?
Yep.
however, I think Follin is, he's, I doubt he's going to get picked up. I think Scandella would come before that.
Yep.
But I think that actually lowers Scandella's stock. So if for some reason Vegas weren't to pick up Zucker, they who else are they going to pick up then at that point? I don't even know. I think if they're smart and if Zucker's available, they're going to grab him. I think I would.
That would make the most sense.
I would. Yeah. If I owned a team in Vegas, I totally would. I mean, yeah. Zucker isn't the best player. It doesn't matter if he's the best player available. You're grabbing him because of that whole hometown. You can sell that for days.
It is, but I mean, actually, Zucker's stock has got to be pretty high actually at this point. I mean, it's not like he's coming off of a poor season. I think, what was his plus minus at the end, like 30-something?
And you can make the argument that the only reason he lost steam at the end there was because he had a hernia.
Because of an injury, right?
Right. You know, yeah. So, yeah, you know, you got to hope that after the surgery, things have changed and he's in a better spot. But
you don't know.
You don't know that, you know, for sure.
I don't know. I still, you know, as much as it makes sense for Vegas, I guess I still hope that we can actually see Zucker on our.
Oh, I'm not saying I don't want him.
I know.
I think they would be stupid not to pick him though.
Exactly.
They would. I think they would pick him just for marketing, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Timberwolves came back, if they could have picked up a Minnesota kid, they would have. When the Wild came back, once they got Darby Hendrickson, they're like, yes, we get a Minnesota kid on this team.
Yeah.
And then they did it for the next, like, 8 seasons, and they all went down the crapper.
Yes. So, I think they would do that just to appeal to the local base, you know.
I agree. But, yeah, so, you know, hopefully no lingering issues come from these injuries anyways, but
I think Russo was saying that it would be best if they actually took one of the higher paid Wild players, like somebody we'd hate to see go, if Vegas actually picked up one of them, because it would open up enough free
space,
and it actually forced the Wild's hands to make some It would force Fletcher's hand to actually make like a drastic move.
It would be nice for them to grab like a Scandella or Brodine. I mean, if they grab Brodine, I'm not going to say I'm going to be happy, but at the same point, that's a lot of flexibility the Wild will have at that point.
It'll open it up. I mean, it'll open up a lot of space that they're not willing to just open up right now to make happen.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So, other than our little injury talk, there's not a whole lot in the Wild world.
Not much going on there.
Hockey's still going on, though.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. So, there's some playoffs going on, I think.
There is some playoffs going on.
In a couple continents, actually.
In a few different continents.
Yeah.
You have currently in the U.S.
Yes.
And a little bit in Canada, I guess.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
Well, not yet, but
they're
coming up.
Yeah. One of the teams is still representing from Canada.
So we got the semifinals, conference finals going on right now. conference finals going on right now. I have to double check my math. And then you also have the IIHF World Championships going on as well. So, playoffs up to now. Let's start there. Blues lose. Yo loses. Nashville moves on.
I'm going to say, I know you all doubted me, but I told you.
Yo was going to come back and bite us?
The Blues are not that good.
No, they weren't.
No.
And Allen was not that good.
But
nothing.
No,
Who lost next round? Tell me.
That's fine.
Wait. Who lost next round?
Who lost in the first round is my question.
Who lost next round?
Who lost in the first round?
Who lost next round?
The Blues did.
Okay, thank you.
But who lost in the first round?
A lot of teams did.
Including the Wild.
Yes.
So.
Y'all
were talking about how the goaltending was actually really good. And they're going to be making a deeper run.
The beginning of the series.
Do you have amnesia? Because I'm pretty sure I remember this discussion.
I do remember. And in the beginning of that series, there was some good goaltending going on. Either that or very, very, very poor, Wild scoring chances.
Oh, really?
But they had plenty of scoring chances.
Yes.
So.
But I'm pretty sure I was the one who said it was a mirage that Allen was a great goaltender. Did I not say that? I'm pretty sure I did.
That's fine. Great goaltender.
And I'm pretty sure he was exposed once he faced Nashville.
Okay.
Just saying.
So
just saying.
I think we all knew that St. Louis's physical play was not going to stand up to the Preds.
Well, I mean, they were going to get exposed at some point, is really right. What came down to. Because they're not that talented of enough team,
No. So, they are actually playing Anaheim, who beat out Edmonton in the previous series.
Yep.
So, right now we've got a series tied up between Anaheim and Nashville, 1-1.
Yep.
They each took one in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those trivial facts that for some reason always pops up during NHL games is that Nashville is the fourth team in 11 years to make it as a number 8 seed. Which, why they picked 8 years, I don't know.
And I'm pretty sure they're...
Or 11 years.
Oh. Well, and I'm pretty sure that their win in game 1 was their first conference finals win in franchise history for them.
Could very well be.
I think I remember seeing that online, yeah.
So, right now we're going into that. But that series is all tied up. On the East, we have currently Pittsburgh and Ottawa. So, Ottawa took out the Rangers. Pittsburgh took out Ovechkin. Ovechkin is also another player who's out due to injury. He's not playing in the World Cup right now.
Right. Not World Cup, but
World Champion.
Yeah, IHF, yeah.
Some other way to make some money.
Wow.
Slap a logo on somewhere. If you run out of space, throw it on the refs.
Throw it on the zebras.
Yeah.
So we're down to the four. I'll just flat out ask. Thoughts on since everything's tied up right now. Pittsburgh won the night 1-0. They lost to Ottawa game 1 in Pittsburgh, overtime 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start off with the West. Thoughts on who's going to win? Anaheim and Nashville.
So who do I want to win, or who do I think is going to win?
Who do you think is going to win, and who do you want to win?
Who do I think is going to win? I think it's going to be the Preds and the Pens. Who do I want to win? I want the Sens and the Ducks to win. I want to be the exact opposite, but I think it's going to be the Preds and the Penguins.
Jive?
I actually think that the Predators, they'll be there. I don't care to see Anaheim there anymore anyways. So. And then, yeah, you hate to say it, but the damn Penguins.
It's like me and Kenny were sitting there watching the game tonight, and it's like, I know we bemoan Crosby, and he's a cheap shot guy at this point. But how much would we pay for a guy that just sat in front of the net and would be chippy and would get in people's faces and do that kind of stuff?
And
chop
goals.
Chop people's fingers off and
hit them in the nuts.
Hit them on the nuts, you know? How much would we pay for that? Because we don't have that on our team at all. You know, Parisi comes the closest, but he's not cutting people's fingers off.
You know, or just breaking hands.
Yeah.
I don't know whose slash it was on Johnny Hockey. That.
Oh, yeah, because yeah, Parisi had one, and so did
Can't remember who.
So Parisi's like half of a Crosby.
If that.
But yeah, I mean, not that I want to make this the love fest or Crosby, but it's just true. I mean, I think there's an honest level truth there.
Sure.
Is that he does things that normal players don't do, and that's why he's successful, you know?
Well, I'm going to go with Anaheim beating Nashville. I think Anaheim has actually beaten Allen, and I think they found his weakness. Considering Anaheim in one game got more.
You mean Rene?
Rene.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Rene.
See, he still thinks he's great.
Yeah. I think Anaheim got more goals against Rene in one game than Chicago got for an entire series. Pretty much. So, yeah, I'm taking Anaheim, and I think Ottawa can do it. I'm gonna go Anaheim-Ottawa, and with Ottawa winning the cup.
What are you thinking, Jay?
Oh, now we're picking the cup winner?
Yeah, why not? Because we're probably not going to be back until that series.
Yeah, true.
I'm going with the Predators actually winning. They're going to bring it down.
Ah, gross. I'm gonna go with my heart, and I'm going to say the Senators win it.
So you're going with your heart.
Bring it to Canada.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Canada.
Because in the West, you have South teams. In the North, you have the Penguins and the Senators. What? I don't have any other choice other than go to Senators.
I would rather see it go back to Canada than Nashville, SoCal, or Pittsburgh.
Right.
Oh, come on. I can only see it now, like the rock and country intro. And I mean, it would be awesome.
Sure. I'm going with Ottawa.
Okay.
That's playoff style right there, man. Country West.
Playoff style. Okay. Twitter talk? Are we Twitter talking?
IHF?
Are we going to talk IHF?
We want to real quick? No.
It's going on. Landeskog's being a dick, as per usual. Who's winning? I don't even know.
Why is Bettman not disallowing players to play an IHF tournament postseason, but not during the season?
Money.
Yeah.
Usual Bettman.
All right.
Aw, Bettman.
We have a boatload of questions.
We do have a boatload of questions.
Let's go through these.
Yeah, let's do Twitter talk. All right. First question from a friend of the show, Derek Felska at Crease and Assist. If you were the Wild GM, what position / player type, speed, size, scoring, etc., would you prioritize in an NHL draft? If I'm answering that, I'm going to go with, I'm going to toe the company line, and I'm pretty sure this is actually sports wide thing. You draft the best player available. I think football might be a little different depending on where you're drafting.
They actually measure quarterbacks' hand sizes and base draft upon how big their hands are.
But I think quarterback is a special thing in football. And that's, you know, like a first round, first couple pick kind of thing. But any other sport, you know, you're usually a couple of years from any sort of productivity from those players. So you draft whoever is the best available. That's kind of way I would go. I know it's a cop out, but I think it's the truth. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I guess for me, I'm not going to go that direction. I think that the Wild do have some specific needs, in number one being size, number two being scoring. I think both of those, speed, I think that the Wild are, you know, except for a couple of guys, they're a pretty quick team. So I wouldn't worry too much about the speed, but we need size and scoring. And I think if you can find somebody with the size, you know, that you kind of were talking about earlier there, you know, tonight, Aaron, somebody with size that can get in front of the net, and also be a
great... they don't even need size. They just need to be able to be...
The physicality.
Be physical, yeah. Right.
And somebody that, you know, it can go both ways, too, and you know, maintain defensiveness.
Right.
Actually, Jive, you pretty much said exactly what I was thinking. I mean, yeah. We don't have very... I'd actually say physical player is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Whether that size, you know, whether it is a big, like a size type person. But yeah, definitely somebody that can get in front of a net and disrupt the goalie and disrupt the defense surrounding the goalie is what we need. That's the one big thing that we're lacking, and that's what I'd be looking for.
I think we just, what we really need is like a true standout player, as well, that is a franchise face. You know, I know we've got several players that, you know, we peg as our franchise face, but
right now the only franchise player I think we have is Koivu.
And
like that has been around for long enough time.
Which is fine. But more what I'm saying is somebody that, you know, is so exceptional that, you know, that's the person who needs to be on your, you know, your all your posters and whatever else, whatever other marketing materials you have. If you look at the Wild's marketing materials, I mean, you get pictures of all different guys on there, you know, and which is great. It's a team sport, but still, we need that guy who like stands out like above. Sure. And beyond everybody else.
All right. Next.
Next question comes in from Crease and Assist. Three in the box. Avalanche finished worse than the next NHL team by 20 points, but still didn't get a top three pick in the lottery.
Well, that's why it's a lottery.
Wah, wah.
Yep. So are they cursed?
I'm pretty sure
they should be.
I had replied to this by Twitter from my personal account, but I think it's, you know, I think Waz bad karma has stuck around and is still haunting them.
That would be a curse.
Yeah, I think he kicked somebody's dog. I think it's like the goat for the Cubs.
I'm gonna say it's gonna be the curse of whatever that guy from the local sports station.
Oh, for the one that was
in Denver that was like trying to harass us and trying to get us to call in to his show, and like it was basically the verbal equivalent of "you want to fight, bro," in broadcasting terms. It was just, it was so weird because he had the comment. It was the same broadcaster had the comment is he wished like that the Az would knock the lips off of the Wild.
Yes, I remember that douchebag.
And after we called him out on
Adrian
that...
Adrian Dater, there we
no,
go.
No, it wasn't yeah. Dater.
It wasn't Dater.
It wasn't no? Dater. Okay. It was not Dater.
All right.
Dater has actually been pretty cool with us, surprisingly. It was some dude from Altitude Sports. And he was just a... He held a grudge. Because he sent another follow-up tweet to us going, "Come on, be on our show, bros." It's like, he seriously was like, "Fight me, bro." And it was so weird, but I don't even know where we're going with the story.
Yeah.
Because of him.
They're cursed.
They're cursed.
So they yes. are cursed. So, yes, they are cursed.
Any yes. way you look at it here, you guys are saying that they are cursed.
Yep.
We'll call it the mountain curse.
All right. Also from Crease and Assist. Watching the rest of the playoff series, do you think the Wild really stood a chance in any of those series if they made it? So, let's see. We would have had Nashville.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say right off the top of the bat, considering the three injuries that went to surgeries, like within a week of the end of the season? No.
Yeah, it would have been tough.
I mean, not having Zucker 100%, not having Scandella 100%, Follin not 100%. Our decor is basically decimated at that point. And Zucker, I think, is a key part of what makes us a thing.
I think saying our decor is decimated at that point.
I think it is.
I think that's a little overstepping. You still got Suter, Dumba, Brodin, nope. Spurgeon.
Okay.
Well, Brodin was getting benched half of the series because he's playing like garbage.
Okay, but then you're going into so you got two lines.
Yeah,
you got two lines, but you got Prosser there.
Mm-hmm.
But I Prosser is not a good guy you want to play off on team that you're gonna.
I didn't want Brodin. I don't think Brodin was playing like garbage.
I don't think that Prosser was any bit of a a detriment to the team during the playoffs this season.
You
can't say that. He put points on the board.
Just because it worked doesn't mean it was the right decision. You know, hey, we were driving 150 down the road and we didn't die. Well, congratulations, that was a good decision. No, that's not a good decision. Just because it worked out doesn't mean it was a good decision. The fact that it worked out, okay, sure. It would have worked in another three rounds. Probably not, though. Prosser's not that good.
No,
he's not.
I'm
sorry.
You can do
Elk River.
You can do a lot worse than that, though, too.
Well, sure. Those teams aren't in the playoffs.
I mean, they're essentially already playing with five defensemen because even when Brodin was in the lineup, he was getting what? Very minimal minutes.
True.
So at that point you're putting a guy who's not playing great, you're giving him more minutes now to not play great.
And we've already
done this thing. Destroyed.
Well, that you're giving more minutes to Suter and those guys.
Who's already getting like Teresa pointed out, he's already getting 30 minutes a game. How are you going to give Suter more minutes?
And we've already been down this path. That has not worked for us.
Well,
you know.
And regardless, this is all, you know, speculation, like what if.
Sure.
It didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
If I had to put a what-if scenario to it, the way that I would see that it would work, where they would advance, is if, you know, we had some of that wild team back from, you know, the first half of the season where,
scoring erupted?
Well, I think that we had some scoring down the road, but Dubnyk, I mean, if you remember back to like the beginning of the season, he was almost on fire then, you know? I mean, he was stopping everything. He had lots of, you know, shutouts, one goal games.
Our defense is also pretty spot on at that point, too.
What it comes down to, and I don't want to belabor it, but at the end of the season in the playoffs, the Wild weren't scoring. So I'll back up my comments a little bit, but the defense wasn't losing its games at the end of the year. It was our offense not scoring.
Yeah.
And I think that does point a little bit to Zucker, because Zucker being hurt hurts the team in a general sense. But you had guys that were scoring earlier in the year, like you were pointing out, that weren't doing.
Where were they?
Where were they?
Yeah.
And, you know,
because that's the thing is like in the beginning of the first half, first three quarters of the season, I think I remember us looking at it like, wow, we have not one top line, but we've got like three top lines basically almost out there. Well, maybe top lines is not how we said it. Three number two lines, but. Everybody was scoring. It was, you know, getting around. Everybody was getting points on the board, and everybody was contributing. So, but yeah. Next one.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
All right. Also from Felska, Josh Hosang is getting flack for wearing number 66. As some see it as a sign of disrespect to Lemieux, Mr. Mario. Is it and should it be the league... should the league retire league-wide the numbers of greats like number 9, Rocket and Howe, number 4, Béliveau and Orr, as well as 66, Lemieux. I mean, obviously, 99 was Gretzky. That's been retired league-wide. Should the league do that sort of thing, where you retire a number league-wide?
I think league-wide is a little bit overkill for even for Gretzky. I mean,
I would agree.
Gretzky was a great player. But he's also
a product of his generation, and right. It was where goaltending was in transition.
Yeah.
And you could score on goalies at will at that point.
Yeah.
Because of the way the league was set up.
I agree. I don't think that Gretzky would have the same success today that he did back then.
Yeah.
Not to say that he still wouldn't be a great one.
Right. It's not to diminish what he's done.
No.
But, you know, era-wise,
right.
You know, he does stand out from his era. This is true.
Oh, yeah.
But if you look at Lemieux's numbers, if Lemieux had played the same years that Gretzky did, it's hard to argue that he wouldn't have scored just as many goals not had the problem with cancer on top of that. Right.
Well, smoking cigarettes in between periods probably didn't help.
It was a different era, man.
It was a different era back then.
It's like, you remember Tom Kelly smoking cigars during Twins games?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Product of the era, but at that same point, it's like, what else are you going to be? It's not like you're going to be a product for a set of rules for 10 years down the road. I mean, you're going to be playing that game with that rule set and with what's currently there. So, I don't know. Yeah, I think Gretzky does deserve to be retired. Some of the other numbers, Gordie Howe, potentially.
League-wide, do you think that they should be retired, though?
I think it's tough to go league-wide with anything.
That, yeah.
Let the teams own their own numbers. Right. I mean, that's the way every other sport has done it forever.
Yep.
There's been two exceptions now. One was Jackie Robinson, and then the NHL was like, we like that, so we're going to take that and do that in hockey.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Gretzky was not the first Canadian to play hockey.
No.
And he's not the first white guy to play hockey.
No.
Gretzky is not Jackie Robinson. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I disagree with the decision to retire his number. I think Gretzky is phenomenal. Even for his generation, he's phenomenal.
But he probably didn't have quite the barriers.
No, he did not.
Yes. What, Canadian white kid playing hockey? Yeah, that seems kind of privileged. Or normal.
I know Rocky Richard. I think if I remember history about him correctly, he might not have had the easiest road to
I respect his path completely. It goes a lot. It has I think you could say that about a lot of the sports stars pre 1970.
Yeah,
they weren't making a ton of money.
Right,
they were playing it because that was what they could do, and it was better than working in a factory.
Right,
which they would go back to in the off season.
If they need to make money. I mean, and that's the sort of stuff I respect the hell out of.
Right.
And I'm sure it's just a little bit of misty-eyed and rose-colored thinking about that kind of stuff. But, I think it's a good story. So.
Derek asks, what about Willie O'Ree?
Willie O'Ree?
O'Ree. Yes.
I have got nothing on Willie O'Ree. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Next question comes in from Crease and Assist. 3 in the box. Are the Minnesota Wild close to contending for a cup with their current group? Or do they need a serious overhaul to make it so?
You know, obviously everybody's got the same salary cap. So there is that. And technically speaking, everybody should be on the same page, but I think that they had kind of maybe overpaid on a few of the players, even though the players might be worth that money in the current situation, though. I think there needs to be some overhaul going on, and I think they're going to have to lose one or two major players for Fletcher to force that hand to make that overhaul happen. Now, who that is, I don't know off the top of my head, or who I would drop, but I don't think Fletcher knows either, so I think that's going to be something that's going to have to be kind of forced on him, and then he's going to have to come up with the solution for it.
Well, and yeah, I think that there is maybe somewhat of a chemistry problem with the current group. I mean, things were going very well beginning of the season, most of the season. The end of the season didn't end so well, but it's not the first time that we have seen this team, you know, fall into slumps and slides where, you know, we know that they can perform well, but, you know, sometimes they're peaking and sometimes they're hitting their valleys. And when they're hitting their valleys, it's just, I mean, it gets to a point where you can't even recover from it. I mean, when you think about the Wild, what was it, late January, early February, when they were on top of the division, and then and to fall off at the end of the season, you know, they did win the last couple, but they went from being several points ahead of Chicago to, you know, chasing Chicago to, you know, well, not gonna make it there. You know, they should have walked into the playoffs, you know, with the way that their season was going.
Right, right.
They should have walked in there as the number one seed for our conference.
Which obviously didn't matter in our conference because number one and number two both got knocked out first round.
So I to answer the question, I'm going to say, are the Wild close to contending for a cup? I would say the fact that they get into the playoffs is a yes. However, there needs to be something to be changed. We've changed now the head coach, so one can make the argument that it's not the head coach.
Changed the head coach a few times.
Right. Well, in this span, we've had a couple head coaches. I mean, you can make the argument with Torch, but...
He didn't really have a chance.
No.
True.
I would say that you're going to... I would say you've got a limited window with the Parisi Suter thing here, because at a certain point they're going to become overpriced, you know, weights to this team, anchors to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably pretty, maybe have like a year, maybe two. So you got to hope some of those kids that are on our prospect wings are going to come in and just revitalize things. I'm apprehensive about that.
The kids are getting older now.
Well, no, but I'm saying that the you know,
no, I like new Tuck, new draft yeah, picks and stuff like that.
Tuck or Greenway or whoever, hopefully they can come in and make something of themselves. I'm not convinced that's going to happen though. Not enough to make a significant mm-hmm. difference.
And that's what I like about the high school girls. I get older. They stay the same age.
All right. So,
All right. Next question.
On a lighter note, also from Creason, it says, a guy from Slovenia took his skate and kicked the Swiss player at the World Tournament. Got 2-game suspension. Is it enough? I don't think he actually kicked him. I think he came damn close to hitting his neck, if I remember yeah. seeing that video correctly.
Yeah.
2-game suspension for it. Well, he didn't draw blood, so there's, you know.
Yeah, you can't get a major penalty for that.
No, two minutes.
You know? 2-game suspension for attempt of manslaughter. Yeah, had he drawn blood, I'd have gone for 4 games, give him the extra 2. But yes, 2 games, is it enough? Well, I don't know. I mean, he tried technically killing somebody.
I'm going to say probably not.
He probably should have been out for at least the rest of that series, if not the rest of the tournament.
Right. I don't know how you defend an action like that, period. Jav, you got a comment on that, or are we moving on?
Let's move on.
Okay, next question from Ty Sands 42. Guys, what are your top 5 21st century Iron Maiden songs? Your lists were entirely 80s except for Wicker Man. Hashtag Book of Souls.
There's a reason that hurt.
Okay. Hey, Ty Sands, name your top 10 Metallica songs off of Saint Anger. Oh, wait. There are none because they all suck. I mean, I don't want to say like we're like super fans of nostalgia, but there's a reason why
our top songs are all from the 80s.
Right. It's, yeah. You know,
either that or we're just old men.
Well, I mean, or we're just not so super fans where we've, you know, because there are super fans where, like, you know, if you ask me about Ministry, the band Ministry,
yeah,
I got songs I like from them that most people will be like, oh, that's when they're on heroin. I'm like, but they were on heroin. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, most people listen to a certain era. And I think that's no different than with them, with,
sure.
With Maiden.
Yep.
You can make the same argument about Queen, you know?
Yep.
You know, what are your favorite Queen songs? What are your favorite AC/DC songs? I mean,
well, I'm not
AC/DC. Which singer?
Yeah, what singer? Yeah.
Well, it's like if I'm picking my favorite AC/DC songs, I'm not picking Stiff Upper Lip, you know. I'm
or
picking
Ball Breaker.
I'm picking something from way back.
What, you know? Van Halen do you like? I mean,
Gary Cherone, man.
There's only one Van Halen.
It's the Gary Cherone Van Halen, right?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
My Sharona?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... What Black Sabbath do you like?
The one not with Dio or Ozzy. That one.
Oh, Zach Sabbath.
Yes. That wasn't that, but
I think
yes.
I think I actually heard that those two are getting together again this summer. God.
What, Dio and
no,
Ozzy?
No, Ozzy.
Ozzy's and dying?
Ozzy.
They're going to reunite in heaven?
No, Ozzy and Zach.
All right. Okay. So there's your answer, Ty. Deal with it. Next question, Jive.
Oh, next question goes to me. Crease and Assist says, three in the box. Are the Dallas Stars now a serious challenger for dominance in the Central Division? After, you know, kind of acquiring Ben Bishop?
How many more goalies are they going to acquire here?
They had, like, some solid goalies.
They had Niemi, they had Lehtinen. You know, do they need to get, like,
or are
maybe
they,
six or seven more goalies and then
or
have
are they
a team?
Just a goalie graveyard?
Ooh.
You might be on to
something. Are they?
It's like a team of fat guys, dude.
Or are they the new Edmonton?
Oh, where goalies go to, well,
where goalies go to die.
Yeah.
Goalie graveyard. I like that, too. Yeah, they're the new Edmonton.
But seriously, I'm thinking.
And Edmonton is the new Dallas. Who shot JR? Come on now.
I literally just facepalmed.
I'm seriously thinking about this strategy, though. Lining up six goalies.
Putting them all in the net at the same time.
Yep. And then, you know, but it'd be like more.
Hey, you can't win if you can't score.
Well, you can score too. Lots of the goalies can handle the pucks these days.
Only up to the center line.
Okay.
You just fire it off from the red line?
Every time.
And then you block them at the center line. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let them pass.
Go five wide.
Yeah. But if they hit them.
Imagine five dudes doing the butterfly at mid-ice.
But if they hit the goalie.
Double stack.
But if they hit the goalie outside there, one of your six goalies, that's goaltender interference, isn't it?
Wait, can
goaltender's interference.
Yes.
All right, this has gotten retarded enough. Kenny, yeah. Next question.
From Uncanny Megan, how do you get your hockey fill in the off season? Well,
we watch subpar hockey like the Penguins.
The nice thing about playoff hockey up until you actually get to the Stanley Cup is you can pretty much turn on either NBC or NBC Sports Daily and there's a solid game on. It might not be your team.
Watch Slapshot.
Nope. We watch Slapshot
every other day.
Goon,
yeah. Slapshot 2.
No.
Two slap,
no.
Two furious.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Why don't you just throw two Mighty
slap,
Ducks in there?
Two furious.
get watch some Mighty Ducks, too? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not?
Or Mighty Ducks 3.
Yes.
Ugh. Or what?
Three Ducks, 3
What?
Can you quack?
What? Oh, boy.
Can you quack?
This is going totally the wrong direction.
Especially talking about the Mighty Ducks going that direction with the Mighty Ducks. Okay.
So, anyways, yeah, we watched some of that. You know, watch some of the antics going on and some of the other stuff. But yeah.
All right.
Next question.
Next question from T. Hain 88, Tom Hain. How will the national ratings be in the U.S. for an Ottawa-Nashville Cup final? Which I think is kind of where we're going as a group in a general sense.
Almost.
They're going to be terrible, I'm just going to say, because not even people in Nashville really care about hockey.
And I got to say, now that my team is done, you know, my interest has dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Extremely.
Now that my bracket is unbelievably screwed. Wait.
Yes.
I still got two teams in...
No one cares about your bracket, Kenny.
No. Nope.
No, because Kenny's team will be the worst district.
Oh, yeah.
Wrongest. Yeah. Come on.
Which worked out really
no
well.
No one cares about your bracket, Kenny.
Oh, dude, that's giving me PTSD from that Vikings game I worked.
Okay, so we all agree the ratings are going to be terrible.
All right.
Five.
Puck Rocker has our next question. Three in the box. Our Jason Zucker's fan.
Oh, have you looked at this picture yet?
No.
You got to click on the link.
Oh, boy.
Okay, this is not doing well for audio. So I'll just say it. Are Jason Zucker's pants, or are they shorts, worthy of Chris Stewart's ass kicking? And if you look at the wiki, not the Wikipedia, Instagram post, they're white with green, some sort of pattern.
No, it's
on
like
them.
A blue and white, like almost kind of Hawaiian pattern. Oh, I think that keeps going.
There was white and some. I'm just gonna say
I think that it, you know,
they're not that bad.
No,
I've seen worse from hipsters.
Yes,
and looking at the picture with, you know, the young girl there as well, I think that.
Okay, Gramps.
Okay. But I think that there was obviously some sort of an occasion, you know, where they're in an area like this.
He got permission from his lady, you know, friend, yeah, or wife, right, to wear said short pants.
And maybe she told him to wear them.
I mean,
who wears the pants in the family? Do we know?
Sometimes you got to wear shorts, man.
Sometimes you do.
last question from Jay Bushy at JayBushy19. I know Russo had said Chuck Fletcher had received many calls before the trade deadline and had said he's open for business. What would you do? I think this is an open question, open-ended question. At this point, I would trade any big salary. That's
open,
what I'm going to
say. Open for business.
And I think he should be open for business.
Most definitely.
Trade big salaries.
If he's not, he's fired.
Trade big salaries. Lock up Granny. That's my game plan if I'm GMCF.
Make the Wild great again.
I agreed.
Never said that before.
It'll be all Americans on this team. No Canadians. We need to get those American jobs back.
Right.
All right. I think that's about a show or something like that.
If you want to call it a show.
If you want to call it a show, yeah.
Kenny, where can people find what you're up to?
Pretty much Instagram and Twitter, at NostraKennius. I started putting up some of the photos from my current journeys, coming up with some shows and whatnot. So, and there should be a lot more of them in the very near future.
Sweet. And Jive, how about you?
Yeah, you can find me. I'm on Twitter. I am at Jive Midnight.
As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at Angry Finn. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in maybe a month or so when we do our three in the barbecue show.
Yeah.
We'll 3ITBBBQ.
Is this the third annual?
Second annual.
We can actually say annual because now
this is the second time.
Yeah,
but I think we did it one time before that.
That's just
we just didn't have any friends.
We didn't have any friends. We were just drinking alone, barbecuing. Right.
Wait, haven't we been doing that for the past like 15 years?
Yeah,
that too.
Nightly.
You know, in the meantime, though, you can listen to our backlog. Go to 3inthebox.com. And you can get that on iTunes or Google Play Music or through your favorite podcast player. go to 3inthebox.com. That's where we're at. And yeah. That's it.
Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any of our episodes.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of subscribers, I think we might have hit a new high or low, depending on how you want to look at it. My mom kind of finally figured out how to get in the podcast, and she goes, hey, look, I subscribed to 3 in the Box. And I was like, have you listened to me? She's like, I can't figure out how.
Thank you, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
All right. On that note, have a great night, everyone.